Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
A few days ago, the question was, where's Ryan Borgwardt? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. What you need to know on the go is the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday confirmed that the kayaker, initially thought to have gone missing this summer, but later determined to have faked his own death and fled the country, sent a video to the Sheriff's Office in Green Lake County saying, I'm fine, everything's good. Well, he was in court and he's been charged. Here's the Green Lake County Sheriff, Mark Pottle.
On December 10th, Ryan arrived on U.S. soil. He was then booked into the correctional facility and is awaiting his initial court appearance. And one of my press conferences, I said, could be a really good Christmas.
Yeah, very emotional, the sheriff
was
got.
He was crying?
He was. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
I wonder where the emotion comes from.
After
just a release of like, oh,
maybe
it's finally done. And I know he was trying to bring the family together.
And that wasn't the only time that the sheriff got emotional. He was thanking everyone during this whole search and this whole case and got pretty deeply emotional once again.
I want to say thanks again. Wisconsin DNR, Homeland Security, the FBI, Department of Justice, the Green Lake County and the Green Lake County community, the Watertown community, but most of all, the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office. They're the ones that kept this going. I couldn't be more proud of them, of what they did for a family. And there's one more thing I want to say thank you to, and that is to you folks, the media. You take some rap sometimes, all right? But through this whole case, you were very good partners with us.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, remember what he said in that first press conference, he doesn't know what sheriff he's messing with.
Gonna find this guy. Absolutely.
Well, and he came back willingly.
And he came back willingly. Now, he is charged with, so far, one count of misdemeanor obstructing an officer. He intended to mislead investigators by intentionally leaving items at Green Lake to make it seem as though he drowned. He was released on a $500 signature bond. Had to give up his passport. Where do you think he stayed? You think he went home?
Wait, so he's out?
He's out. Yeah. Where do you think he stayed? I mean, what? Come on.
It's oh, weird. My gosh. I just think about these kids.
I know, right?
That are trying to process this and probably very confused and all the emotions
and
angry and hurt. But also, they thought their dad was dead and he's not. Imagine going through that.
It's unbelievable.
But his wife... My heart goes out to his wife. The level of anger and frustration and hurt that she must be feeling, I cannot fathom that.
And that happened back in August when he, quote unquote, disappeared.
So he's not going to serve any jail time?
Don't know yet. This is just preliminary. And, you know, there was some money movement and policies.
Yeah,
taken.
With life
don't
insurance.
Don't know if that's going to be brought up, but so far, just one count of obstructing because he... Tried to say that, hey, I faked my death. I'm out of here. So we'll see what happens with that. Everybody's fascinated with this story so much so that we're going to keep following this and bring you updates as the time passes. But for right now, he's back.
He's back.
Back in Wisconsin. Here's what else you need to know on the go. Hey, some kind of a happier note here. Do your holiday shopping and you can help the Pottawatomie Council online holiday auction. Yeah, all your holiday shopping can get done. This auction ends Monday and features over 100 items up for bids, ranging from all-inclusive resort packaging to scouting merchandise. The money raised goes towards the efforts to inspire young boys and girls to be better people and leaders through scouting and programs at Camp Long Lake. You can go to pacbsa.org. They've got the holiday auction right there. So again, you got to bid on these great items. Again, all-inclusive resort package, and everything goes to charity. How cool is that?
Yeah, raise some money for the Scouts, the future leaders of our world. That's a great idea.
Pottawatomie Council Online Holiday Auction. Get to it. And that's what you need to know on the go.